Basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
And we bid you good evening, everyone, from Ward Central Catholic High School in Nebraska City. I'm Randy Gatula, happy to be with you again tonight for our first broadcast of the 2026 calendar year. Tonight, the Johnson Brock Eagles on the road. It's a girl-boy doubleheader, scoring off with the Lord Central Catholic Knights. In the boys' JV game completed a few moments ago here, Johnson Brock got the win. The final in that boys' junior varsity game was Johnson Brock 47 and Lourdes 28. As we said, we've got a doubleheader for you here tonight. The girls' game up first, followed by the boys' varsity contest. I want to remind you also that we have live wrestling coverage for you tonight over on our sister station, KTNC. Troy Nelson is over at Pritchard Auditorium, where the Fall City Tigers are hosting a triangular there tonight. And they do have live coverage, play-by-play, as you would have it, of the wrestling match that's going on. Again, that's right now over on KTNC. As I said, we are in Nebraska City tonight here at Lord Central Catholic High. In the first game up, the girls' varsity contest, it's going to match the Johnson Brock Eagles, who are 6-4 on the year. They're coming off of a big win Saturday afternoon. They got a win over Johnson County Central on the road. A final on that one was 38-35. I was on hand to watch that game, and Johnson Brock won a squeaker there with Johnson County Central. Again, the final was 38-35. Improving their record to 6-4. The Lord Central Catholic Knights, the girls are sitting at 500 on the season. They are 4-4. Their last outing was just this a couple of days ago here on January 2nd. They beat Exeter Milligan Friend. The final of that one was 49-37. So both of these teams coming off of big wins in the past week into this matchup tonight here in Nebraska City. One thing that's worthy of note, the Lord Central Catholic Knights, somewhat shorthanded to start with. They only have 9 girls on their roster. Therefore, there was no JV game. They don't have enough players to play JV. But with only 9 girls on the roster, and then tonight, one of their starters, in fact, their second leading scorer, Miesha Oggs, is out sick tonight. She is not in uniform. So the Knights shorthanded, only 8 girls suited up for tonight's contest here with John. Right now, we're going to step aside and take a 60-second break, a one-minute timeout. Then we'll be back and look at the starting lineups after this one-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to Lord Central Catholic High School in Nebraska City. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for the homestanding Lourdes Knights, they'll go with Addison Duvall. Duvall is a 5'4 sophomore, averaging 4.7 points per ball game. Mia White is the point guard, a 5'10 senior, 7.3 points per contest. McKenna Haig. Haig is senior at 5'6", 3.5 points per game. As we mentioned, Maisha Oggs out of the starting lineup. She will not be suited up tonight. Lily Madison starting. She is a 5'11 junior. She's the leading scorer on this night team with 10.5 points per game. And Harper Rutt gets to start tonight for Coach Mark Madison. She's a 5'9 junior, 6.7 points per game. Starting lineup for your Johnson Brock Eagles, it'll be Casey Knippelmeyer, 5'6 sophomore. Daly Pelican, a junior at 5'6. Ruby Gravatt. Gravatt is a 6-foot senior. Lauren Behrens, a sophomore at 5'8. And Kinley Weiss. Kinley Weiss, a 5'4 sophomore, rounds out the starting five for Coach Lucas Dollinghouse. As we said at the outset, the Eagles are 6-4 on the year. They're led in scoring thus far by the sophomore Casey Knippelmeyer. She's averaging 11 points per game. Right behind is Daly Pelican with 9.5 and Lauren Behrens 9.4. Kinley Weiss chips in 8.5. So as you can see, the scoring pretty well rounded on this Johnson Brock team. As you look across the board here, everybody in that 8, 9 to 11 point range pretty much matching up. We'll step aside here and take a 2-minute timeout for our national anthem, and we'll be back after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
The new year has arrived, but Nemaha County Hospital's commitment remains the same. They're proud to serve our community with expert care, personal attention, and a team that truly puts people first. As 2026 begins, Nemaha County Hospital looks forward to continuing to care for our neighbors, families, and friends. Right here, close to home. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
From the first whistle to the final touchdown, Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska is proud to be a part of those big game day wins. With local roots and a lasting impact, we're more than just lumber and supplies. We're your home team, building projects, memories, and a stronger Yankton. Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska, building more than projects, building community.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back inside Nebraska City Lord Central Catholic High School as we're getting ready to get the girls' varsity contest underway. I want to remind our Lord Central listeners tonight that we will have the Knights on the air again this coming Friday night when they travel to Falls City to face the Falls City Tigers. Those games will be heard live on our sister station, KTNC. And, of course, here in Nebraska City, you can hear the KTNC signal online at msesports.com. And you can also download our app onto your telephone, MSC Radio, onto your cell phone. And the MSC Radio app, you're just a couple of clicks away from being able to enjoy our live coverage of high school basketball, just like our friend Matt Prophet is doing tonight down in Louisville, Kentucky. We like to mention Matt at least once during the broadcast. He is a very faithful listener of ours here on Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC. Not sure if Matt's on the MSCSports.net website or perhaps using the MSC Radio app on his phone. Either way, we welcome Matt Prophet listening tonight in Louisville, Kentucky, to another edition of Nebraska High School Basketball here on Sunny 101.3. As we said, Johnson Brock 6-4 on the year. Lord Central Catholic Knights at 4-4 on the season. Ruby Gravatt steps in to jump it up for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Looks like she'll be going against Lily Mattson. Mattson, a 5'11 junior, as the official is ready to step in. 6-4 are the Eagles, 4-4 are the Lady Knights here at Lourdes. Our official steps into the center circle. Here's the tip, and the tip's going to be controlled by the Knights. With the basketball in backcourt quickly is Mia White. White brings it across the timeline. She'll set it at the top of the key to the right elbow on the right side. Comes across with the pass into the corner, deep baseline right side, back to the top of the circle. Now dribbling down deep on the low post, right side of the basket is Duvall. Duvall feeds it back to the top of the key, back to Harper Rutt. Rutt can't get a look at it. The ball is tipped away, grabbed up by Weiss. Kenley Weiss on the fast break gets it down court. All the way in goes Daly Pelican, driving, laying up and good. Daly Pelican has the first 2 points of the ball game. Johnson Brock goes on top, 2-0 here in the opening minute at Nebraska City. For the Knights into forecourt is Lily Mattson with the basketball. Across court pass to the far side to Mia White. Inside to Mattson in traffic. Underneath, out to the right elbow. Here's a long three from the right wing that's up and off the back of the iron. Doesn't go. The rebound, the follow shot by Mattson is up and off. No good. Kenley Weiss comes out with the basketball. Weiss on the fast break to the left side. Here's Casey Knippelmeyer for three off the back of the rim, but the rebound comes down to Daly Pelican. Pelican holds the ball on the right elbow to the top of the key between the rings, up to Weiss with the basketball. Weiss bounce pass into Behrens. Behrens gets hit from behind as she took that pass. The whistle and the foul is going to be called on Mia White. On White, that's her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Knights. Just underway here, 6:49 to play first quarter. Johnson Brock up 2-0. Here's the inbound pass into Knippelmeyer. Feeds to Behrens. Low post, left side of the basket. Top of the key to Weiss around the horn. Daly Pelican for three. Off the back of the rim. A fight for the rebound. Behrens comes up with it. Follow shot put back up by Behrens. Won't go. Pelican comes down with the loose basketball. Bounce pass to Behrens. Inside the paint around the horn. Knippelmeyer for three. Left wing. It's off the rim. Won't go. Ball's going to go out of bounds. And it's touched last by the Knights. It'll stay with the Eagles of Johnson Brock. 26 seconds on the shot clock. 6:26 to go here in the first quarter. 2-0. You're just checking in. Here's the inbound pass. Comes into Ruby Gravatt. Gravatt has the ball knocked away by White. Pass break the other direction. All the way inside the paint. Driving lay-in. Underhanded scoop shot up. Off to a good block by Behrens. Behrens comes down with a loose basketball. Outlet pass to Weiss. Weiss being double-teamed at midcourt. Bounce pass goes across. It's going to be stolen. Fast break the other way. Driving lay-in up and off. No good, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. We'll see who they're going to put to the line here. Let's see who the foul is on. Foul's going to be called, I think, on Kinley Weiss. On Weiss, that'll be her first team foul, number one. At the line, Lily Mattson. Mattson shooting two shots. First free throw is on the way up, and it is good. Lily Mattson with the first point of the night for the Lady Knights. It's 2-1. Johnson Brock on top. Ready for her second attempt here. Looks to the basket. Second shot is on the way. It's up, and this one is off. No good. Behrens is there for the rebound. Lauren Behrens gets the outlet pass across court to Casey Knippelmeyer. Now Ruby Gravatt in backcourt across the timeline finds Daly Pelican. Pelican up to the top of the key. Kenley Weiss around the horn to the left elbow. Casey Knippelmeyer with the basketball on the left wing gives up the open look there. Doesn't take it. They go into Behrens in the paint. Open look for Kenley Weiss for three. He nailed it. Kenley Weiss hits the three from the top of the circle, her first bucket of the night, and it's 5-1. Johnson Brock on top with 5.5 minutes to go in the first quarter here in Nebraska City. Duvall with the ball, lobs it inside. There's a steal by Behrens. Lauren Behrens, fast break down to Daly Pelican. Pelican takes it all the way in, driving, laying up and off. No good in the rebound. Cleared away underneath by Harper Rutt. Rutt with the outlet pass. Down court comes White with the basketball. She'll take it all the way in for the driving layup. The ball goes out of bounds. I think it went off of Behrens, and it'll stay with the Knights. Substitutes into the game now. Emily Bohr checks into the lineup. Also, Quinn O'Donnell, a freshman, checking into the game. So Bohr and O'Donnell now on the floor for the Knights. It's 5-1. Johnson Brock on top. Here's the inbound pass. Low post, baseline right side. Reach in foul. Whistle's going to be blown and called, I believe, on Knippelmeyer. Casey Knippelmeyer picks up her first personal, second team foul of the quarter on Johnson Brock. Duvaldo inbounded into the corner, deep at the baseline, left side with it, Moore at the top of the key. In the paint, little floater up off the glass, no. Rebound, try for put back by Mia White. Whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Mia White at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. Foul is going to go on Johnson Brock. We'll see who they put it on. It's going to be on Lauren Barron. So on Lauren, her first team foul, number three. At the free throw line is Mia White. First one is up, in and out of there. No good. Rimmed around, couldn't get it down. Mia is a 50% free throw shooter on the season. Missed the first one. She'll have a second shot coming here. White bends the knees. Left-handed shot is on the way up. This one is good. Well, she's 50% on the season, 50% on the night. One out of two. It's 5-2. Johnson Brock up by three with 5:05 to go here in the first quarter. Daly Pelican to the top of the circle finds Casey Knippelmeyer around to Kinley Weiss on the left elbow. Back up top, Knippelmeyer between the rings. Daly Pelican lost the dribble in the corner on the right side, now almost lost a handle on it. They come back to Knippelmeyer with the ball. Weiss is going to try the three. It's off the mark, and the rebound pulled down on the far side by Harper Rutt. Rutt with a long down court pass to Bohr. Bohr has to chase it down in the corner. Back to the top of the key to Harper Rutt. She'll reset the offense. Johnson Brock setting in a 1-2-2 zone here. Into the corner, right side, deep baseline is Lily Mattson with the ball. A cross-court skip pass goes to Bohr. Bohr holds the ball out at the top of the key, goes inside the paint to Mia White. In traffic, no chance for the shot there. They kick it out to the left side. Follow-away shot up and off, no good. White with a follow shot, got it, and she will be fouled. Mia White got the bucket to fall and drew the foul. She'll be at the line to shoot the and one. Foul is going to be called on Lauren Behrens. On Behrens, that's her second. That's team foul number four already of the quarter, and we still have 4:16 to play here in the first period. Mia White for the and one at the line. Shot is on the way up and good. She got it. She's two out of three for the night, has 4 points now for the Lady Knights. Checking into the ballgame is Emily Bowling in now for Johnson Brock. Bowling, 5'9 senior. Averaging 2.5 points per contest this year, Bowling on the floor. Around to the right side, Daly Pelican handles the basketball up top to Weiss. Pelican lost the dribble, needs help. Bounce pass comes to Weiss between the rings, left side of the lane. Beats Casey Knippelmeyer. Bounce pass to Pelican. Open look, three for Pelican. It's off the glass. Down there is Bowling fighting for the rebound. Held ball is called. Possession arrow is going to favor Johnson Brock. So Emily Bowling get in the thick of things in a hurry, having just come in off the bench, battling for that rebound. Daly Pelican will inbound the ball on the baseline, left side under her own basket. Pelican comes into the corner, Ruby Gravatt. Back it goes to Pelican for three from the left wing. It's off, no good. Rebound, Kinley Weiss. Weiss dribbles in, driving, laying up off the glass. It won't go. Rebound, Ruby Gravatt. Gravatt has it taken away on the baseline underneath, and the fast break the other direction all the way in, going coast to coast. The driving layup up and off, no good for Lily Madison, but a whistle and a foul. Madison will be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul's going to be on Casey Knippelmeyer. On Casey, her second personal, team foul number five, and we've got 3:35 still to play here in the first period. Already five team fouls on Johnson Brock. Lily Mattson at the line, shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Mattson has now hit two out of three from the free throw line tonight, has 2 points. She'll have a second shot coming here. Into the ballgame now is Ayla Eggers, 5'2 sophomore. Eggers into the lineup. Second free throw is up and off the rim. No good. Ruby Gravatt has the rebound. Gravatt gets the ball down court quickly to Weiss. Weiss to the right side. Bounce pass left side. Eggers with the ball. Eggers to the top of the key. Right back up top to Weiss. Weiss and Eggers play catch with it. Bounce pass into Gravatt in the paint. Back it comes to Gravatt in traffic. Feeds it out Pelican. Open look three. Pelican off the glass. No. Rebound Weiss. Weiss follow shot. Goes up with it. She'll be knocked to the floor. And we'll have a whistle and a foul called on the Knights. Let's see who this one's on. Foul is going to be called on Quinn O'Donnell. On O'Donnell, her first, team foul number two. At the free throw line, Kinley Weiss shooting two shots for Johnson Brock. Weiss, first free throw is up, off the back of the iron and won't go. She'll have another attempt coming. Weiss ice at the line, ready for her second shot. Shot is on the way up. This one is good. Got that one down. So Kinley Weiss hits one out of two. She has 4 points now, and it's all tied up at six apiece. Johnson Brock had fallen behind there momentarily after having the early lead. Here come the Knights down court with the basketball to set things up. Bora around the horn to the right corner. Deep low post right side is Madison. In traffic, forces up a shot, couldn't get it. Pelican is there for the rebound. Daly Pelican with the rebound to the right wing. Kinley Weiss back up top to Pelican. To Eggers on the left wing. Eggers holds the ball a minute. Clears back to Pelican. Now the ball tipped away. Pelican has to chase it down. Gets it back to Weiss. Weiss finds Pelican. Open look. Kinley Weiss for three. Off the iron. No good. Rebound taken away by Lily Madison. Madison will bring the ball up court herself and set the offense for the Knights. 2:24 to play first quarter. We're tied at six apiece. Madison with the basketball. Deep corner right side to Ball. Moore has the ball. Back up to Madison. Underneath Rutt. Jump shot right side. Rutt couldn't get it. Rebound Daly Pelican. Pelican with the basketball across the timeline. Goes to the corner. Right side Kinley Weiss. Daly Pelican. Weiss for three from the corner. Off the iron. Bounces once, twice. Doesn't go. And the rebound comes down to the Knights. Emily Moore with the basketball. Moore across the timeline. Being harassed there by Weiss all the way down the court. Now flips it out to the left wing. Inside ball. Stolen away by Weiss. Weiss with the seal. It's a 2-on-3 fast break here. Weiss backs it out into the paint. Kicks it out to the right elbow. We're going to have a whistle on the baseline. Foul is going to be called on the Knights. We'll have to wait till they post this one. That was away from the basketball. That was following the ball. The foul is going to be on Emily Bohr. On Bohr, her first team foul, number three on the Knights. 1:41 to play here in the first quarter. We're all tied at six apiece. Daly Pelican will trigger it in baseline into Eggers. Eggers tries to go up with a shot that's partially blocked. Eggers tried to take one from deep in the corner left side. Couldn't get it over 5'11" Lily Madison. Madison went straight up in the air and blocked that one back to Eggers. It did go out of bounds off of the off of Madison, so the Lady Eagles will keep the ball. They'll lob it up top to Weiss out at the top of the key. She dribbles between the rings, finds Eggers on the right wing. Eggers right back up top to Weiss. Here's Eggers for three. Got it! Isla Eggers, the 5'2 sophomore, nails a three from out of the right elbow. Nothing but nylon on that one. Gives Johnson Brock a three-point lead, 9-6. Eagles back on top with a minute 17 to go here in the first quarter. Now moving into the hoop, trying to move toward the basket is Lily Madison. Madison's going to be fouled, however. The foul's going to be on Ruby Gravatt. On Gravatt, that's her first personal. I believe that's the sixth or seventh team foul of the quarter, so that means we're going to have Lily Madison at the line. 37% free throw shooter on the season. Tonight she's 2 out of 4. This shot is up and good. Now has hit 3 out of 5 from the charity stripe. That makes it 9-7. Johnson Brock's lead cut to 2. With Lily Madison at the line, ready for her second free throw attempt. Had to take a moment here for Daly Pelican to tie her shoe. Held things up. Now the official tosses the ball to Lily Madison. And her second free throw shot is on the way. It's up and it is off the rim. No good. And Eggers is there for the rebound. Down court, Eggers gets it to Weiss on the right wing. Weiss picks up the dribble. In trouble across court, finds Eggers. Eggers again to Pelican, around the corner on the right side, Weiss. Pelican top of the key, a long three, is off the iron. Gravatt battles for the rebound, saved it from going out of bounds, but the ball goes out of bounds on the sideline. Good effort there by Ruby Gravatt to get after that loose basketball. It goes out of bounds. And let's see. Into the lineup now for Johnson Brock. Josie Stoodhite on the floor. Stoodhite checking in. Gravatt will take a breather. Josie Stoodhite out there with 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. Johnson Brock up by 2, 9-7. Knights with the basketball coming on the attack offensively. Up top it goes to Bohr. Long three for Bohr. Up and off, no good. Pelican has the rebound. Pelican looks down court between defenders. Blocking foul as Pelican was trying to come down that right sideline. Blocking foul is going to be called on the far side on Emily Bohr. Official still waiting to try and see her jersey here. Bohr is going to be called for the foul. On Emily, that's her second, team foul number 4. 37 seconds to go in the quarter. 35, of course, on the shot clock. 2-second differential. Handling the ball at the top of the circle is Isabel Bishop, who's in the lineup now. Bishop. And we have a whistle. And they're going to put Pelican to the line. Bishop comes over to get some instructions here from Lucas Dollinghouse. Pelican at the line, shooting two shots. Daily Pelican has 2 points on the night so far. This shot is up and off the back of the rim. No. She's a 73% free throw shooter on the season for the first 10 games this season. Misses the first one. Pelican's second shot is up and it's off. Missed them both. 73% free throw shooter and missed both of them. Into forecourt they come with the ball. Baseline in the corner right side. Holding it up for a minute. Clock down to 27 seconds to go. Across court to the near side. Bohr down deep. Baseline right side in traffic. Rutt with the basketball. In the paint. No place to go with it. Bohr from the corner. Long three is up and off the rim. No. Ball being chased down by Bishop. Now grabbed up by Rutt. Driving lay-in. Wait a minute. We're going to have a whistle and a foul called on the floor. Foul's going to go against Johnson Brock. Let's see who they get on this one. It's going to be Eggers called for the foul. That's her first. And at the free throw line, we'll have to wait till they move that ponytail. First shot is on the way up, and it is good. Young lady has a long ponytail that covers it up. I think that's McKenna Haig. And Haig gets the free throw. She'll have a second shot coming. Johnson Brock's lead down to one now, 9-8 with 11.9 seconds to go here. As Haig, 5'6 senior, launches her second free throw. It's on the way up, and it's good also. She got them both. She's a 67% shooter on the season from the line. Here's Pelican down in a hurry, driving lay-in up. Got the lay-in to go. 5 seconds still on the clock. Pelican almost came down there too fast. Long shot at the buzzer doesn't go. After one quarter, Johnson Brock is up by two, 11-9. Lady Eagles lead it. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, after one quarter, the Johnson Brock Eagles up 11-9, a 2-point lead here on Daily Pelican's coast to coast driving layup there right at the end of that first period. Interesting that Johnson Brock had 17 fouls in that first quarter. Two of their starters were two fouls each. We move back to live action, the basketball with the Knights as they set it up to the near side. Nina Fulton in the lineup now in the paint. There's a nice steal by Pelican. Pelican went, tied the player up, and they get a jump ball called, held ball. Possession arrow goes to Johnson Brock. The original starting five back out on the floor now. Behrens, Gravatt, Weiss, Pelican, and Knippelmeyer on the floor for Johnson Brock. Into forecourt comes Casey Knippelmeyer, the leading scorer on this team, averaging 11 points per ball game. She has not scored yet tonight. Knippelmeyer, across court pass to the far side, finds Pelican with it. They work the ball around the outside perimeter. A 2-3 zone here from the Knights. Johnson Brock not penetrating that zone yet, just passing it around outside the three-point arc on the perimeter. Now Weiss takes it inside to Ruby Gravatt. She's double-teamed immediately. Up top it comes, chasing it down as Knippelmeyer into backcourt. That'll be an over-and-back call, and the ball will go back over to the Knights. Opening minute, second quarter here in Nebraska City tonight. 7:12 on the clock in the second period. 11-9, your score. Johnson Brock in this girls' varsity game up by two. Here come the Knights on the attack now with the ball. Into forecourt. A cross-court pass to the right side. Deep baseline. Jump shot up and off. No good. Shot put up by McKenna Haig. Rebound Pelican. Down to Weiss. Weiss in traffic. Clears it back to Pelican. Behrens thought about the three at the top of the key. Then passed it up. Now they go to Behrens at the free throw line. There's Casey Knippelmeyer. Again they go to Behrens. Knippelmeyer's got an open look from the left side for three. It's off the rim. Gravatt down there battling for the rebound with Madison. Madison comes up with the basketball and will bring it all the way into forecourt. Kicks it to the left corner. There's a three that's up and good from the left corner for the Knights. Nailing the three from down deep in the corner was Nina Fulton. We've got a timeout taken on the floor. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action. Johnson Brock with the basketball into forecourt. On the right side goes Daly Pelican. Low post right side laying up off. No good. And the rebound pulled down by the Knights. Into forecourt comes Lily Madison. Madison will set the offense herself across to Fulton. Fulton back up top to Madison. Across court skip pass. Fulton looks into the corner. Down deep. Tipped away by Behrens. Loose basketball. Grabbed up. Fast break down to Weiss. Driving laying up. Weiss off. No good. And the rebound taken away by Madison. Weiss had an uncontested lay-in. Couldn't get it to go. Madison pulls down the defensive rebound. Feeds it into the corner. Down deep on the right side to Mia White. Back to Madison in the paint. Driving jump shot in the paint. Bounces up. Off. No good. Gravatt tips the ball out of there. Madison gets it back. Gravatt had tipped it out to Knippelmeyer temporarily, and then Madison stole the ball back. Haig across into the corner. There's an open shot. Fulton left side for three. Up and off, no good. Rebound Gravatt. Ruby Gravatt outlet pass finds Pelican. Pelican will push the ball down court. 12 to 11. Lords Knights up by one now, leading Johnson. On the right elbow is Weiss. Weiss and Pelican play catch with it on the outside of the three-point arc perimeter. Not able to penetrate inside this 2-3 zone. They're just setting back in the zone. Weiss takes it all the way in for a driving layup. Kennelly Weiss will take it right into the teeth of that defense, and she'll be fouled and go to the line to shoot two shots. We'll see when they post it who they put this one on. Weiss at the line to shoot two. The foul is going to be on Harper Rutt. On Rutt, her first team foul of the quarter on the Knights. Kennelly Weiss, first free throw is up and off. No good. Weiss shoots 48% from the free throw line on the season. She's now one out of three for the night. Pelican will take a breather here. We've got Eggers back on the floor now for Daly Pelican with Kennelly Weiss at the line. Weiss. Shot on the way up. This one is off also. Missed them both. She's one for four. Johnson Brock just one out of six from the free throw line thus far in the ballgame, and they trail by one, down 12 to 11. Here come the Knights to the corner. This is Fulton. Fulton bounce pass inside to White. She's in trouble. Tries to go up with a shot. Kicks it out to Madison to the corner. Bohrer for a long from the corner. No, couldn't get it. Rebound. Eggers with the steal. Eggers down court on the dribble. She's one on four. Decides not to take it in there. She had four defenders chasing her. Wisely clears it back out top to Behrens. Now comes around to Casey Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer again to Weiss. Weiss in the paint. Little floater. Up and off. No good. Rebound under the basket. They clear it out to Behrens. Behrens goes to Eggers. Eggers has the ball tipped away and stolen. Fast break coming the other direction. Holding it up is Fulton. Nina Fulton with the basketball. Comes to Harper Rutt. Rutt across to Fulton on the left elbow. Around the horn. Deep baseline left side. McKenna Haig with it. There's a turnaround shot up and off, no good. And there with the rebound is Casey Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer into forecourt. Long top of the key. Three up and good for Behrens. Warren Behrens. Burns out of nowhere puts a three up from about 3 feet outside the top of the circle. Dropped that one down and gives Johnson Brock the lead once again at 14-12 with 3:45 to play in the first half. Here's Haig for three from the corner. No good. Eggers chases it down, saves it from going out of bounds. Great effort by Eggers to get the possession there for Johnson Brock. Down court to Knippelmeyer in the paint. Floating shot is up. Knippelmeyer thought she had the foul. No foul called. Fast break coming the other direction. We're going to have a timeout taken. 3:26 to go first half, 14-12. Johnson Brock on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Sunny 101.3.
Sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. Building more than projects, building community. Mead Lumber, our presenting sponsor. All right, back to live action. Knights with the basketball. A cross-court pass comes to the far side to Haig. Haig holds it just for a moment. McKenna Haig back to the top of the key to Fulton. Nina Fulton goes to Haig. She dribbles to the baseline, feeds it inside. Ball tipped away by Behrens. Loose basketball coming up with it as Weiss. It's a 3-on-2 fast break. Open look. Knippelmeyer left wing off the iron. Couldn't get it. And the rebound pulled down by Emily Bohr. Now a fast break the other direction. Bohr there with Knippelmeyer. Great job by Casey Knippelmeyer to block that one and block it. It goes out of bounds. Here's Daley Pelican back onto the floor. Pelican replacing Knippelmeyer. Casey Knippelmeyer, the leading scorer on the team, averaging 11 points per game for the first 10 games, has not scored yet tonight. Had a couple of good looks, just couldn't get it to drop. All right, here's the Knights with the basketball. Turnaround shot in the lane, up and good by Lily Masson. That's her first field goal of the night. She's made 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. She's got 5 now in the ballgame. We're tied at 14 apiece. Full court pressure. They get it across the timeline to Eggers. Eggers feeds it to the left side to Behrens. Behrens launches another 3. She hit one a moment ago. Fast break the other direction. Bohr. Behrens is there with her. Got it down. Emily Bohr with her first lay-in. And it's 16-14. The Knights are back up by 2. In backcourt is Kinley Weiss. Weiss being harassed all the way down that right sideline. Now we're going to get a reach-in foul that's going to be called on the Knights. I think they're going to put this one on Lily Masson. On Masson, it'll be her first personal, second team foul of the quarter. Not yet shooting. 16-14. Knights up by 2 with 2:17 to go in the first half. Eggers with the basketball on the left wing. Holds it for a moment. Now comes back up top to Weiss with it. Right side Weiss goes into Behrens. Behrens tried to feed it to Bowling on the baseline. Ball is tipped away by Madison and stolen. Madison down court. Top of the circle finds Harper Rutt with the basketball. Rutt holds it for a moment. Now across court to the near side. Duvall with the ball. Right wing, this is Madison again. Madison picked up by Weiss in traffic, double team, ball knocked away by Pelican. It goes out of bounds off of Pelican. It'll stay with the Knights. Back onto the floor comes Casey Knippelmeyer, also checking back out there is Josie Studheit now for Johnson Brock. 1:45 to go here in the first half. 16-14, Knights up by 2. Inbound the pass to Madison. Into the corner, right side, Bohr. Knocks the ball out of bounds. Went off of Josie Studheit. Studheit touched it last. Clock down to 1:40 to go here in the first half. 16-14. Knights up by 2. 9 seconds on the shot clock for the Lady Knights. Here's a long 3 from the corner. Does not go. The ball is loose on the floor. Knippelmeyer dives in after it. Good effort by Casey Knippelmeyer to get the held ball call. Possession arrow will stay with the Knights, but Knippelmeyer, nevertheless, with a great effort defensively, diving after that loose ball. 1:33 to go here now in the first half, 16-14. Knights up by 2. Knights came into this one 4-4. Johnson Brock 6-4. There's a long 3 that's up and off, no good. And wait a minute, we're going to say the shot clock expired before they got the shot off. Johnson Brock coming in here off of that big 38-35 win last Saturday afternoon over Johnson County Central. And honestly, the girls look just a little bit flat here tonight compared to the team I saw last Saturday afternoon. There's a bounce pass underneath the stud height. He tries to go up with a shot. Got it blocked. No foul is called. Stonite had a pretty good look at it under there, but they blocked her shot away. Pelican will inbound it. She'll trigger it in on the baseline on the right side under her own basket. Lobs it up top to Behrens. Behrens around the horn. Kinley Weiss. Weiss had an open look. Gets it to Pelican for an open three. Pelican off the iron. And the rebound fought for. Coming down with it. Madison feeds it across, fast break, spin move in traffic, ball stolen away, Josie Studite just reached in and took it away from Duvall. Studite with the steal, Weiss dribbling between defenders, comes to Behrens, back to Weiss in the corner, down deep, low post, left side of the basket, top of the circle, 49 seconds to go, Behrens finds Weiss, Weiss with an open look three, got it! Nice looking job there by Kinley Weiss. That's her second three-pointer of the night. Weiss now with 7 points in the ballgame, and the lead is back to Johnson Brock by one, 17-16, 31 seconds to go here in the first half. The Knights can play for the final shot here. The shot clock only has a... All right, there's a steal. Fast break. Daly Pelican, all alone, uncontested. Lay-in up and good. Daly Pelican, they got the steal, got it down court to her. Daly's got six. Johnson Brock is up by three. Final shot will be belong to the Knights here with 10 seconds to go. They come and set the offense. Madison lobs it in. Nice steal by Behrens. Behrens with the steal. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Behrens from half court. Oh, off the back of the rim. Almost got it to fall. And at the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles are leading the Lord Central Catholic Knights. Your halftime score, Johnson Brock 19, Lord Central Catholic 16. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Be back with our halftime scoring recap. The halftime scoring recap presented to you by Highland Community College. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. We'll have that Highland CC halftime show coming up in 2 minutes here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime. halftime scoring recap is presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, at the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles are up 19-16 over the Lord Central Catholic Knights. Individual scoring for Lord Central, they're led by Lily Madison with 5 points. Mia White has 4. 3 at the half for Nina Fulton. 2 points each for Emily Bohr and McKenna Haig for their total of 16. Free throw shooting, the Knights hit 7 out of 11 from the free throw line. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, they're led at the half by Kinley Weiss with 7. Daly Pelican has 6. 3 for Lauren Behrens and 3 for Isla Eggers. They have 19 points as a team from the free throw line. Johnson Brock hit just 1 out of 6 from the line, so quite a differential there. Johnson Brock 1 of 6, Lords 7 out of 11, and nevertheless, Johnson Brock still with the 3-point lead, 19-16. This halftime scoring recap has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home, but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Now, before we send it back to MJ Evans, back at the Sunny Studios, one little bit of housekeeping we want to take care of. We want to wish my broadcast buddy, John Nixon, a very happy birthday tonight. John has his birthday off tonight. We've got Troy Nelson on the air over on KTNC with Fall City Tiger Wrestling. I'm here in Nebraska City with the Johnson Brock Eagles. So John has the night off. He is celebrating his birthday today. So happy birthday, John. And I would sing to you, my friend, but I'm pretty sure the FCC has some rules against guys like me trying to sing on the air. So that would probably be a bad idea. It's halftime. Johnson Brock up 19-16. This is the first half of a doubleheader coming your way tonight. The boys' game coming up after this. Right now, we're going to send it back to the Sunny Studios for 2 minutes of important information, followed by a local weather update, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with the third quarter on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Robert Olberding from Community Medical Center in Fall City, Nebraska. We have some exciting news. CMC, the Nebraska Med Center, and the Fred and Pamela Buffett Cancer Center are partnering up for the Partners in Prevention Cancer Screening Event on January 15th. Men 45 and older, if you haven't gotten your PSA checked yet, why don't you come out to the hospital to do that? Again, that is Community Medical Center Cancer Screening Event on Thursday, January 15th from 3 to 7 p.m.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Laura Lockwood with your weather for the tri-state area. We'll continue to see very mild temperatures over the next few days. Lots of sunshine early on as well. But a strong cold front works its way southward into the area late during the week, bringing with it a bit of cloud cover, areas of rain, may even see some snow as we finish out the work week and head into the weekend as cooler temperatures get wrapped into this system. Taking a closer look at our forecast, mainly clear, low of 33. Lots of sunshine on Wednesday, high of 62. Wednesday night, becoming cloudy, low near 41. High of 51 on Thursday. Lots of clouds, areas of light rain. Chance of rain Thursday night. Mainly cloudy, low near 31. Chance of rain and some snow early on Friday. Then a chance of rain, high near 42. Chance of rain then snow Friday night, low 25. Sunny on Saturday with a high of 40. I'm weatherology meteorologist Laura Lockwood on Sunny 101.3.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Lord Central Catholic High School, ready to move into third quarter action. 19-16, Johnston Brock leads it. The Eagles will have the basketball. There's the inbound pass into Daly Pelican. She takes it into the corner left side. In the paint, they go into Behrens. Here's Weiss for a long three, and she got it. Kinley Weiss left, picking up right where she left off there at the end of the second quarter. Weiss in double figures now has 10 points. She's hit three threes tonight. Opening seconds here in the third quarter, 22-16. This is the biggest lead for either team. Johnson Brock up by six right now. Here come the Knights down court offensively. On the near side with it is Harper Rutt. Feeds it to the corner. Haig with a three from the corner right side. Couldn't get it. Rebound Madison. Follow shot. Put back up and good. Lily Madison has 7 points in the game. And it's back to a four-point lead for Johnson Brock, 22-18. Johnson Brock up there 22-16 momentarily. Here come the Eagles. Weiss with another three from the top of the key. This one off the back of the iron. Ruby Gravatt tips the ball out to Pelican. Pelican comes up with a loose basketball. Comes around to Behrens at the top of the free throw circle. Looking to Behrens inside the paint. Nothing there. Weiss with one dribble. Bounce pass right side. Knippelmeyer. A cross court pass. Going to be stolen away. Fast break. All the way in goes Madison for the driving lay-in. Couldn't get it, but she'll be fouled. And Madison will be at the line to shoot two shots. Pelican decided to spend a foul there, I think, rather than give up the easy two. On Daly Pelican, that is her first personal. Casey Knippelmeyer has two fouls. Behrens has two fouls from back in the first half. Now Madison at the line. She's three out of six so far tonight from the line. This one is up and good for Lily Madison. Now is it four out of seven. She's only a 37% free throw shooter on this season, but she's made four out of seven tonight. Madison, a 5'11 junior, has 8 points so far. This shot is on the way up, and it is short off the front of the rim. Behrens is there to pull down the rebound for the Eagles. Her down court pass comes down to Knippelmeyer, and Pelican will set the offense at the top of the circle. Daly Pelican, one dribble right wing to Weiss. Weiss holds the ball for a minute, tried the skip pass across court to Knippelmeyer. Weiss penetrates inside, looking for Gravatt under the basket. She's guarded by Madison. Around the horn they come with it. Inside to Behrens. Open look. Weiss from the right side for three. Oh, in and out of there. Looked like she had another one, and it rimmed in and then popped out on her. Mia White with the rebound. White gets it up to Madison. She'll push the ball down court. 22-19. Johnson Brock up by three. On the near side is Duvall with the ball. Skip pass all the way across court to the far side to Harper Rutt. Into Madison. Tied up for a moment. Now to the left wing. Here's a long three. Deep left side. Gravatt tips it out to Behrens. Behrens goes up to block the shot. And a whistle and a foul. Behrens went up and had an awful lot of basketball, but Kenneth Haig put the shot up from the baseline right side. Behrens is going to get called for the foul, and on Lauren, that will be her third personal, second team foul of the quarter. McKenna Haig, a 5'6 senior at the line. She's 2 out of 2 from the line so far tonight. Has 2 points. This one is up and off the back of the rim. 67% shooter on the season from the free throw line is McKenna Haig. Here's Bowling back into the lineup. Emily Bowling now replacing Lauren Behrens for Johnson Brock. McKenna Haig ready for her second free throw attempt. Launches the shot up, and it's good. She hit 1 out of 2 that time. She's now 3 out of 4 on the night, and McKenna has 3 points in the ballgame. 22-20. Johnson Brock up by 2. 5:47 to go in the third quarter. Gravatt feeds it to the right side to Knippelmeyer. Little floater up and off, no good for Casey. Couldn't get it down. Rebound comes to Borer. Borer will set the offense. Now holds things up across court past Madison. Back to Borer. It comes into the corner. Haig. Now Fulton with the ball. Across court skip pass goes to Haig. Haig at the line, top of the key. Back to Borer. They feed it deep to Madison. She dribbles in. Jump shot in the paint. Up and good. Nice move to the basket by Lily Madison. Madison now in double figures, has 10 points. We're tied at 22-all. Johnson Brock was up by 6 there for a moment at 22-16. Now a 6-0 run for the Knights to tie it up. Ruby Gravatt with the basketball in the paint goes up top to Weiss for 3. Knippelmeyer there for the rebound. Knippelmeyer with a driving lay-in. Up, nope, got fouled. And will put Casey Knippelmeyer to the free throw line. Young lady called for the foul here, disagreeing somewhat with the official. Mia White has picked up the personal on Mia. That is her third personal foul. And at the free throw line, Casey Knippelmeyer. Casey has not scored tonight. This shot is up and good. Got it to drop. That puts Johnson Brock back up by 1 now, 23-22. Casey, a 5'6 sophomore, averaging 11 points per ballgame. She's a 77% free throw shooter. Made 1 out of 2, missed the second one. Ruby Gravatt battles for the rebound. Gravatt and Madison battle for it. On the alternating possession, the basketball will go to the Lady Knights. 4:51 to play in the third quarter here at Nebraska City, 23-22. Johnson Brock leading the Knights by a single point here in the girls' varsity contest. Boys' varsity game coming up, the second half of her doubleheader. Jump shot in the paint, Madison, no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Mia White. White has 6 points in the game, and now the lead goes back to the Knights, 24-23. Lob pass underneath. Shot is up by Bowling. Couldn't get it. She got hammered out of there. No whistle. Outlet pass comes out to Bohr after the rebound pulled down by the Knights. Bohr finds Mia White with the basketball across to the far side. Harper Rutt. Down into the corner. That's Haig with it around the wing right side. Lob pass in traffic. Open look from the corner. Fulton will try for 3. No. Chased down by Weiss. Weiss. A 1-on-3. She's got 3 defenders. Going to take it all the way in for the lay-in. Up and good. Kinley Weiss. Weiss has 12 points in the ballgame. Johnson Brock back up by 1. 25-24. A seesaw contest here as the lead changes hands back and forth with every bucket. Across court, Emily Bohrer. Feeds it all the way over to the far side to McKenna Haig. Haig dribbles to the top of the free throw circle underneath the basket. right side. Madison will try a long three that's off the rim. Rebound taken away underneath by Ruby Gravatt. Gravatt with a defensive board gets the outlet pass to Knippelmeyer. Gives up top to Weiss. Weiss, top of the free throw circle, right wing. Across court, Weiss is going to try another long three off the back of the iron. Knippelmeyer is there for the rebound. Top of the key, Knippelmeyer with the dribble. Bounce pass right side, Pelican. Weiss holds the ball for a moment, penetrates. Little 10-foot floater up by Weiss. No, rebound Bowling. She gets knocked to the floor. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Knights. Emily Bowling came up with the rebound there for Johnson. Brock got knocked to the floor. Foul's going to be on Lily Madison, her second personal. And at the it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball under their own bucket. Daly Pelican will inbound it under her own basket on the left side. Tosses into Weiss, comes back to Pelican with it. Now Weiss had an open look, passed it up that time. Eggers in the ball game. Here's the ball stolen away. Fast break coming the other direction, falling to the floor. Up off the floor with it. Back to Fulton. Fulton across court pass, right side, long three, off no good. Rebound Pelican. Whistle and a foul is going to be called. Oh, no, they're just going to say the ball was knocked out of bounds over here by Emily Bohr. Bohr slapped the basketball out of bounds. It'll stay with Johnson Brock. Pelican to inbound it. Pelican tosses into Weiss. Eggers on the floor now with Gravatt and Bowling, along with Weiss and Pelican. Eggers with the basketball left wing. She holds it just for a moment, comes right back up to the top with it. Inside Ruby Gravatt in the paint to the right elbow. Now Pelican tries to penetrate. Looking underneath for Bowling. Shot is up and good. Oh, great job by Ruby Gravatt to get the ball into Emily Bowling. Gravatt with the assist. Bowling with the lay-in off the glass, and Johnson Brock goes up by three. 27-24 with 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter at Nebraska City. In trouble. Under the basket is Duvall. She's double-teamed. Needs help. Gets rid of it. Madison comes to get the ball. They flip it to the corner. Bohr with a long three. It's off the iron. Gravatt is there to pull down the rebound. Gets it off to Weiss. Ball is loose on the floor. Madison has it. Timeout's going to be taken to preserve the possession. And the Knights will keep the ball. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Knights basketball back to live action. They'll inbound the pass, lob it to the top of the key. Madison going to be tied up by Eggers. Madison came down with the basketball in the paint, and Eggers reached in and grabbed it out of her hands. Got the tie up. The held ball possession arrow goes to Johnson Brock. Here come the Eagles on the attack. Pelican inbounds the pass to Bison. She casually dribbles the ball across the timeline, finds Eggers on the left wing. Back to the top of the circle. Eggers thought about the shot, passed it up. Gravatt in the paint. Here's Pelican for three. Missed everything that time off the mark. Rebound down to Madison. Madison almost got it knocked away by Eggers again. Eggers reaching in into the corner. Madison feeds right side baseline to Ball. Top of the circle. Duvall for a long three. It's off the rim. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Lily Madison. Madison's having a good night. She's got 12 points in the ballgame, and Johnson Brock's lead is cut to one once again at 27-26. Eggers, left wing with the ball. A cross-court pass to Pelican on the right side. Back up top to Weiss. Weiss goes to Eggers. Eggers and Weiss outside. Gravatt to the corner. Pelican passed it up. Weiss will try another three. Got it! Kinley Weiss is feeling it tonight. She's hit 4 3-pointers now and has 14 points in the ballgame. All right, we're going to have a timeout taken with 38 seconds to go here in the third quarter. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harsin, agent, at B. Harsin Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Sunny, 101.3.
38 seconds left to play here in the third quarter. Johnson Brock up by 4, 30-26. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. MJ Evans is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Always a pleasure to work with MJ, doing her usual fine job back at the Sunny 101.3 studios, located in part of the MSC Radio Group complex. Six radio stations now, part of our MSC Radio Group. 30-26, Johnson Brock up by 4, 38 seconds left with which to work here in the third quarter. As the Knights come into the forecourt with the ball, 25 seconds on the shot clock. A lob pass under the basket to Madison, goes up with a shot blocked by Gravatt. Rebound pulled down by Bohr. Bohr gets it back to Madison in the corner. She'll take it in for the little jumper. Rolled across, no good, and the rebound to Daly Pelican. Pelican gives it up to Weiss. Johnson Brock can play for the final shot of the period. 12 seconds on the clock. The shot clock is turned off. Pelican, a cross-court pass to Weiss. She'll take the long three. Weiss has had the hot hand, couldn't get it. Pelican, follow shot, tries for layup. Ruby Gravatt with the rebound. And there's the buzzer, 30-26. Johnson Brock up by 4 after three quarters. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The new year has arrived, but Nemaha County Hospital's commitment remains the same. They're proud to serve our community with expert care, personal attention, and a team that truly puts people first. As 2026 begins, Nemaha County Hospital looks forward to continuing to care for our neighbors, families, and friends, right here, close to home. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Once again, our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Johnson Brock up 30-26 as we move into the fourth quarter. Knights will have the first possession of the basketball. They bring it across the timeline to the left elbow. The pass comes to Aniston Duvall. Skip pass all the way down to Hagen, the corner right side. Left wing with it. This is O'Donnell. Will try the three. Not there. Rebound brought down by Behrens. Behrens outlet pass to Weiss. Weiss feeds to the left side. All the way in goes Knippelmeyer. Driving layup. Couldn't get it to fall. Rebound brought down by the Knights. Self-fast break at the other direction. They're quickly in the fourth quarter. Duvall on the dribble. Across to the right side goes to O'Donnell. Only eight girls suited up here for the Knights tonight, and there's going to be a whistle and a foul is going to be called. I think they're going to get Casey Knippelmeyer. She had the girl trapped down there in the corner. Let's see. Yes, that's going to be Casey's third personal, first team foul of the fourth quarter on Johnson Brock. So Casey has three. Lauren Behrens has three in the personal foul department. Here's an inbound pass. Great job defending. Turnaround shot, McKenna Haig. Trying to go up with a second shot. There's a whistle and a jump ball is called. Good job under there by Ruby Gravatt to tie him up. Got the tie up and the held ball. And Johnson Brock, as a result, will get the basketball. Eagles up by 4 now, 30-26, 7:08 to go in the ballgame. Knippelmeyer left wing, around the horn to the right side. Pelican with the ball. Pelican looking underneath for Behrens. Again on the left side. Skip pass comes to Pelican. Pelican inside to Behrens. Behrens gets it to Gravatt in the paint. Shot is up in and out of there. Ruby couldn't get it down. It was in the hole and then popped back out on her. And the rebound comes down to the Knights. It's a four-point Johnson-Brock lead, 30-26. Under 7 minutes to go in the ballgame. 6:39. Clock is running. O'Donnell with the ball. Skip pass all the way across court. Dribbling in is Harper Rutt. Rutt underhead and scoop shot up. Gravatt is there for the rebound. Ruby Gravatt took that one away from O'Donnell and gets the outlet pass to the right side. Into forecourt, coming Knippelmeyer with it. Down to Daly Pelican. Pelican up top again, Knippelmeyer. Around the horn to Weiss. Weiss has had the hot hand. She's hit 4 3-pointers tonight. Weiss is going to take another one from the corner. Got it! Kinley Weiss, who we just were talking about, just made her 5th three-pointer of the night. Kinley's having a ball game. She's got 18 in the ball game to lead all scorers, and that's the biggest lead yet for either team, as Johnson-Brock is up now 33-26 with 5:49 to go in the ball game. It's a 7-point Johnson-Brock lead. Here's a turnover, and the Eagles are going to get the basketball back. Johnson-Brock with a 7-point advantage. 5:49 to go. This is the biggest lead of the game for either team after that 3-pointer a minute ago by Kinley Weiss. All right, in the corner, Lauren Behrens handles the ball. Here's Pelican going to try a three, and she nailed it. Daly Pelican, she hits the three. She's got 9 points. They gave Pelican an open look. And suddenly, it's a 10-point lead here, 36-26. 5:24 to go in the ballgame. All right, the Knights find themselves down by double digits. Here's a steal tipped away. Knippelmeyer tipped the ball away into the hands of Weiss. But they're going to say a held ball, and possession arrow will stay with the Knights. Thought for a moment that Johnson-Brock had a steal going there. This is the first half of a doubleheader tonight. The boys' varsity game coming up later tonight. Here's the pass inbound into Lily Madison. Madison, 5'11 junior, handles the ball to the corner. They bring it back to the top of the circle. Duvall on the dribble. Duvall kicks it to the right side. Madison. Madison tries to go around Weiss. Open look from the corner. Left side, Bohr for three. Got it. Emily Bohr hits the three from the corner on the left side. 36-29. The lead now is down to 7. Johnson-Brock was up by 10 momentarily. Here's Behrens trying a three from the far side. Couldn't get it, but the rebound comes down to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer, great job on the offensive board. Here's another three by Weiss. It's up and off to a good rebound. Bohr. Ball is loose on the floor. Coming up with it is Weiss. Now, wait a minute. A timeout's going to be taken to preserve the possession for Johnson-Brock. 4:28 to go in the ballgame. 36-29. JB is up by 7. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
All right, Johnson-Brock up by 7, 36-29, with 4:28 to go in the ballgame. The Eagles have the basketball. Daly Pelican will inbound it to Kinley Weiss. Pelican from the corner right side, short off the front of the rim, tried the three. And now a fight for the rebound under there. We're going to have a whistle and a foul is going to be called against the Eagles. And I'll have to wait till they post this one. Kinley Weiss is going to be called for the foul. That's her second personal, team foul number 2 of the quarter on the Eagles. Clock at 4:20 to go. Again, it's a 7-point Johnson-Brock lead, and here come the Knights. Lily Madison in traffic, kicks it out to the corner. Bohr from the corner for three. No. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Mia White. White's got 8 points in the ballgame. She got the put back, and the lead is down to 5. Johnson-Brock had a double-digit 10-point lead moments ago. Now it's down to 5. Daily Pelican picks up her dribble. She needs help. A cross-court pass that goes to Knippelmeyer. Back to the top of the key to Kinley Weiss. Pelican thought about the shot. No. There's Knippelmeyer with the dribble. Casey's had a tough night offensively, but she's been effective on the defense. Got a couple of huge rebounds in there. Now in the corner is Lauren Behrens with the ball. Looking inside for Gravett. They back to Weiss. Weiss will have to launch a desperation shot. Almost got it to drop before the shot clock went off. Hit the back of the iron on an NBA distance three, but the rebound comes down to the Knights. Lily Madison. Madison wants to go inside the paint with it. Ball is stolen away by Pelican. She's got it out ahead to Weiss. Weiss, they're giving chase. Driving layup. Weiss will be fouled. Kinley Weiss will be at the line. The foul's going to be on Mia White. White just picked up her fourth personal. First team foul of the quarter. Looked like Kinley Weiss was going to have a sure two on the lay-in. White came in and spent her fourth personal to prevent it. So Kinley Weiss will be at the line. Weiss has had a big night tonight. She's got 18 in the game so far. Free throw is up and good. She's a 48% free throw shooter on the season. Tonight she has made two out of five from the line. This will be her sixth attempt of the evening coming up right here. 19 points in the ballgame already. Second free throw is up, and it is off, but the rebound comes down to Ruby Gravatt battling for it. She falls to the floor, battling down there with the Knights. Held ball is called. Possession arrow stays with the Eagles. Good job by Gravatt down there battling for that rebound. All right. Daily Pelican will inbound it. Now the official stops things here for a minute. Maybe some question about the alternating possession arrow. They'll be checking the book here. The coaches for the Knights think that it should be their ball on the alternating possession. Quite honestly, I've lost track here myself. 2:47 left to go in the ballgame. It's a six-point Johnson-Brock lead, 37-31. They confirm the ball will stay with Johnson-Brock. Johnson-Brock will have it on the alternating possession. Everybody at the scorer's table agrees. Into the corner. Kinley Weiss for three. Got it! Kinley Weiss is red hot tonight. She has nailed yet another three from the corner. That's six of them tonight. And she's got 21 points in the ballgame. Back to a nine-point lead, 40-31. Weiss is shooting Johnson-Brock out to a lead here with 2.5 minutes to play. Inside the paint. Trying to move the ball back to the top of the key. Jump shot off the free throw line. Off, no good. Behren saves it from going out of bounds. Nope, they're going to say Lauren stepped on the baseline. Great effort by Lauren Behren to try and save that possession. The ball will stay with the Knights. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Substitute into the ball game. Checking back in, Emily Bohrer into the lineup. Bohrer replacing Duvall. 2:23 to go. Johnson-Brock up by nine. Knights with the ball under their own basket. Lob it into Mia White. White goes to the top of the circle. White in the paint. Tied up by Behrens. A whistle and a foul is going to be called. No, held ball is going to be called. Not a foul. Possession arrow stays with the Knights. 2:17 to go in the ballgame. A nine-point lead. This is still very much contested. From the corner, here's a long three that's up and good by Lily Matson. Matson nails a three, and the lead is cut to six. Daily Pelican in backcourt has the ball dribbled away. Gets hit, gets rid of it. Now a whistle and a reach-in foul. No, we're going to have a timeout taken to keep the possession by Johnson-Brock. 2:04 to go in the game. It's 40-34. Johnson-Brock up by six. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Robert Olberding from Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska. We have some exciting news. CMC, the Nebraska Med Center, and the Fred and Pamela Buffett Cancer Center are partnering up for the Partners in Prevention Cancer Screening event on January 15th. Men 45 and older, if you haven't gotten your PSA checked yet, why don't you come out to the hospital to do that? Again, that is Community Medical Center Cancer Screening event on Thursday, January 15th from 3 to 7 p.m.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you at Lord Central Catholic High here in Nebraska City. The Johnson-Brock Lady Eagles leading the Knights 40-34. 2 minutes and 4 seconds left to play in the basketball game. When play is resumed, the Eagles will have the ball with 28 seconds remaining on the shot clock. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. They move from our left to right here, from north to south, in the Lord Central Catholic Gym. Boys basketball, varsity coming up after this one. All right, ready to move back to live action. They inbound the ball to Bice. Bice dribbles it across the timeline easily, up to Pelican. They're going to use up all the shot clock they can here, I'm sure. A cross-court pass finds Knippelmeyer. Inside with it, Ruby Gravatt. Again goes to Knippelmeyer. Pelican. Bice has had the hot hand. She's probably who they want taking this shot. Bice has got 6 3-pointers. Here's Pelican for three. She got it. Well, Daly Pelican can hit threes, too. She's got 2 in a row here in the fourth quarter, and the lead is back to 9, 43-34. 90 seconds to go in the ballgame. In the corner, left side, long three is up and good. Hitting the three from the left corner is Emily Bohr. She's got back-to-back threes. Timeout taken by the Knights. The clock is down to 1:24 to play. It's a 6-point ball game, 43-37. This puppy's not over yet. Don't go away. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here in Nebraska City. 43-37 our score. Johnson Brock up by 6. A minute and 24 seconds left to play in the basketball game. When play is resumed, Johnson Brock will have the ball. They'll inbound it in the corner on the left side. Daly Pelican to toss it in. She'll inbound the pass. Pelican against full court pressure. Gets it into Kinley Bice. Bice with the ball down the left sideline. Double team. Almost had it dribbled away. Bice gets it across the timeline. Down to Ruby Gravatt. Open look right side. Up and off. No good. Rebound comes down to the Knights. Now a foul underneath the basket. I believe going to be called on Lauren Behrens. Not yet a shooting foul. Behrens will pick up her fourth personal. They probably would rather Ruby have not taken that shot. She was wide open, but you wanted to eat some time up there. 43-37, a 6-point lead for Johnson Brock with 1:05 to go, and here come the Knights in the paint, into the corner. Left side, dribbling, floater, layup off, no good. Ball safe from going out of bounds by Pelican. Pelican gets it up court to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer dribbles around the defender, back to Pelican across the timeline. 49 seconds to play. It's a 6-point ball game. Kinley Bice to the far corner, left side Behrens. Back out to Pelican. 23 on the shot clock. Open look underneath. Behrens passes up the shot. They want to run clock here. 15 on the shot clock, 35 on the game clock. 20-second differential. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called. The foul is going to be on Emily Bohr. That is her third personal. But, folks, that's only the second team foul of the quarter. If they're going to try and put Johnson Brock to the line, they've got to commit 3 more quick fouls. That's only the second team foul. Inbound to Bice. Bice being chased over here on the near side. Defensive by Madison. They have her trapped. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Emily Bohr. That's her fourth personal. And again, that is only the third team foul of the quarter. They still have to foul 2 more times before they can get Johnson Brock to the line. Inbound the pass with 25 seconds to go. Shot clock is turned off. Pelican with the ball goes to the right side up top with a Knippelmeyer. They're coming out to try and foul her. No, they go to Kinley Bice, chasing after Bice. Bice dribbles away from the defender. Clock down to 10, down to 9. Now we get a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Emily Bohr. That is her fifth. She will foul out of the ballgame, but only still the fourth team foul. That still will not put Johnson Brock at the line. Pelican will inbound it. 8.7 seconds to go. I had that as her fifth foul. That is. Yeah, now the scoreboard just caught up with the radio announcer. McKenna Haig checks back into the lineup. 8.7 seconds to go. Johnson Brock just needs to dribble this puppy out, up by six. In backcourt, dribbling the ball is Knippelmeyer. They're going to let her come across the timeline and dribble it out, and that's going to be your ball game. Johnson Brock with the win tonight, 43-37 will be your final score. Johnson Brock picks up their seventh win of the season tonight over the Lord Central Catholic Knights. We'll take a one-minute timeout, just 1 minute here, and then we'll be back with our post-game scoring wrap after this one-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the game of the week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
This is Sunny 101.3.
43-37, your final score tonight in the girls' varsity contest. Johnson Brock with the win over Nebraska City Lord Central Catholic. Time now for our post-game scoring recap presented by our presenting sponsor, Mead Lumber. They're your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Well, let's look at the numbers. First of all, for the Lord's Knights, they were led in scoring tonight by Lily Madison. The junior finished with 15 points. She was the only girl in double figures for the Knights. Adding 8 points tonight each were Emily Bohr and Mia White. 3 points for McKenna Haig, and Nina Fulton added three for their total of 37. Free throw shooting, the Lord's Knights hit 9 out of 15 from the free throw line in tonight's ball game. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, two girls in double figures. Kinley Weiss had the hot hand tonight. She hit 6 3-pointers in the ballgame, ended up with 22 points in the contest. Daly Pelican was in double figures. She had 12. 3 points for Warren Behrens, 3 points for Isla Eggers, 2 points tonight for Emily Bowling, and Casey Knippelmeyer had a single point from the free throw line for their total of 43. From the free throw line, Johnson Brock hit 3 out of 10 from the line, and again, compared to 9 out of 15 for the Lord's Knights. With the win, Johnson Brock improves to 7-4 on the season, and the Lord's Knights drop just below 500. They are now 4-5 on the season. 43-37, our final score tonight in the girls' varsity contest. Again, the post-game scoring recap brought to you by our presenting sponsor, Mead Lumber. They're your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. We're going to step aside now and take a break here for about 10 or 12 minutes. About 12 minutes. Send it back to MJ Evans at the Sunny Studios. In about 12 minutes, we'll be back with a look at the starting lineup for the boys' varsity contest. That's coming up right after this on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.